the radio, Tim and Mike. I just don't know about them. That music they play is just plain weird.
Killer laid and whiz on past. Miss my head, left turn, watch the crimson flow. Brother man on the floor, ching ching ching, let the dollars go. Cause life ain't messing round no more. Stone cold when they knock me out in the black of night. I heard them shouting murder, yeah, in the black of night. Murder, sirens that I dread. No one but me to be a witness to this tragedy. Brother man with open eyes, a single tear that he cries, smiles at me and stands up tall in the black of night. I heard him shout and murder.
Usted está escuchando el Área 54 con Timmy Miguel.
Today, I saw a man. You listen to Area 54, Chill Show, and Tim and Micah tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to our show tonight. We just played a track by The Herbs. The song's called The Chauffeur, off of an album called Toujours Le Même Film. And then Underworld, the song we played was called 8-Ball. That was off the original soundtrack of a movie called The Beach.
I was going to write Beaches.
The Beaches, yeah.
This was The Beaches.
This movie was never, not anything like it. Did you ever see the movie, Beat the Beach?
Still haven't seen it.
You should see it. It's actually worth seeing. It's a good movie if you like
Leo.
If you like Leo and you know kind of lost on a desert island movies that don't end well, this is perfect. Anyway, and a good soundtrack. Actually, the soundtrack for The Beach is really, really well done. Whoever did the soundtrack did a great job.
Well, this movie is what, like 10 years old now?
Yeah, that's old. It's still worth watching though. If you haven't seen
it's Gilligan's Island though, huh?
It's just got a nice dark side to it and some pretty cool scenes, some memorable scenes. Overall, maybe the movie probably didn't get a lot of good critical review, but it's worth seeing. Trio Etico before that did a song called Crybaby off of their latest album, or their only album, Echo Parkours. And Zeb, song's called Skunkalicious, and it's off of his album, Stop the Earth, I Want to Get Off. Start off the whole set with Slow Train Soul, song's called In the Black of Night, off of their album Illegal Cargo.
It's good. It's a good album, but that's, I think, the best song on that album.
Yeah, it is. And the rest of the album is okay. I'd just like to see this band, Trio Letterco, come out with some more music, because this album, when they came out with Echo Parkours, we've just completely worn it out.
I think the Trio Letterco is a side project for a lot of these guys, right?
It's one
of the guys from Blues Bayou was in there. And
Mo Horizons, so yeah.
They probably just got together and had some studio time. And
they're kind of label brothers. They're all on the same record labels.
And Stereo so Deluxe,
just,
huh?
Yep, they're all in Stereo Deluxe, and they just kind of get together and put this. I imagine they probably are busy in their own projects, but we'd really need them to get back together and give us another record that we can play.
I agree with you because there's a lot of good music on that Echo Parkour release.
It is,
for sure. So I'm gonna go home and rent The Beaches.
Why don't you do that?
Not The Beaches. Beaches is with Bette Midler, right?
The Beach.
The Beach.
The Beach with Leo.
Make sure I grab the right movie, huh?
Yeah, you got to rent it. Leo does a good job in this movie.
And listen to the music.
It's not like Titanic. I guarantee it's not like Titanic.
You didn't like Titanic?
Not really.
It was kind of awful, wasn't it?
It was a little long. About halfway through, I was looking at my watch.
Isn't that movie like 3 hours or something?
When's this thing going to end? Sink the ship.
The problem with the movie is you knew what was going to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
But you were hoping he'd survive, right?
No. There's no way.
Well, we're not surviving here. We're out of here. All right. We're done for tonight. We'll see you guys next week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.